Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 976, for Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Entering at number 20, Kelp, by Carl Robinson, published by Wonderbow Games, with 14,586 views. That's a gain of 7,610, or 109% from last week, although it is 539 fewer than last week's number 20. It was outside the top 40 last week, probably in the 60 to 70 range. It was number 40 2 weeks ago, though. The subtitle of Kelp is Shark versus Octopus. Entering at number 19, Azul Duel, by Mikael Kiesling, published by Next Move Games, with 15,067, about 500 more than Kelp. Entering at number 18, Fishing, by Freedom and Freeze, published by Rio Grande Games, with 15,571. That's about 500 more than Azul, and 2.5 times what it had last week. Repeating at number 17, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 15,640. 69 more than Fishing, a decline of 7.5%. Down 2 to 16, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 15,681. 41 more than Spirit Island, just 110 more than Fishing, and a decline of 12%. After popping into the top 10 for a week, down 6 to 15, Black Forest, by Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lorenz, published by Capstone Games, with 16,407, about 700 more than Brass, a decline of 28%. After re-entering the top 10 for a week, down 4 to 14, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, also published by Capstone Games, with 17,760. 1,300 more than Black Forest, a decline of 17%. After debuting at number 3 last week, down to 13, Silos, by Reiner Knizia, published by Bitewing Games, with 18,943. About 1,200 more than Ark Nova, a decline of 56%. Ending a 4-week run back in the top 10 and falling from 8 to 12, Civolution, by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 19,073. Just 130 more than Silos, a decline of 19%. Repeating at number 11, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 19,496. About 400 more than Civolution, and a decline of 5%. Now, there are 4 new entries in the top 10, and we heard from the 4 games falling out all right in a row there, from 8 to 12, Civolution, from 3 to 13, Silos, from 10 to 14, Ark Nova, from 9 to 15, Black Forest. Number 10, Mad Kala, by Manny Tremblay and Aaron Hine, published by Druid City Games, with 19,861. 365 more than Terraforming Mars, but 1,500 fewer than last week's number 10. That is Mad Kala, M-A-D-C-A-L-A, but not unsurprisingly, it is based on Mancala, and it's set in the world of Wonderland's War. It's currently on Kickstarter with $165,000 pledged. Number 9, Endeavor, Deep Sea, by Carl DeVisser and Jarrett Gray, published by Burnt Island Games and Grand Gamers Guild, with 20,696, about 800 more than Madcala, and a pretty hefty decline of 25%, as it sinks 2 positions after spending the last 2 weeks at number 7. Number 8. Root, The Homeland Expansion, by Joshua Yearsley, published by Leader Games with 22,550, 1,800 more than Endeavor. This is the 6th large expansion for Root, released in 2018 and currently ranked number 31. It introduces 3 new factions and 2 new maps. Number 7. Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 23,001, just 450 more than its expansion and a gain of 25%. It returns to the top 10 for the first time in 9 weeks. Over the last 3 weeks, it has gone from 27 to 21 to 12 to 7. And presumably, a lot of that is on the strength of this expansion. Number 6. Andromeda's Edge, by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 25,975. Nearly 3,000 more than Root, a decline of 16%. That's a pretty hefty decline, 4,800 views off of last week. But it manages to hold position at number 6. This is also the 10th week on the chart for Andromeda's Edge, making it the 100th game to spend 10 or more weeks in the top 10. Number 5, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 35,921, nearly 10,000 more than Andromeda's Edge. It is a decline of 14%, but it loses only one position. Number 4. Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 36,986, about 1,000 more than SETI, and a decline of 2.5%, but it manages to move back up one position. Number 3. Unconscious Mind, by Yoma, Antonio Zax, Laskus, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games, with 43,605. 6,700 more than ARCS, a decline of 11%, and so it falls back one position, as I predicted last week, right? It was starting to fall back. It didn't lose position last week. This week, another 11% decline, and it does lose a spot. However, this is the 10th week in the top 10 for Unconscious Mind, making it the 101st game to have 10 or more weeks on the chart. Or you could argue that this is the 100th game and Andromeda's Edge is the 101st game. Either way, it seems like it's time for a special edition of the Board Game Top 10s BGG Page Views Edition. That'll be coming next Wednesday. Number 2, Mass Effect, the Board Game, by Eric M. Lang and Calvin Wong Zilun, published by Modifius Entertainment, with 51,674, 8,000 more than Unconscious Mind. This is the 2nd charting appearance for Mass Effect. It returns after 33 weeks away. The subtitle is Priority Hagalaz. It is, quote, a cooperative, story-driven game set during the events of the video game Mass Effect 3, unquote. Is also subjected to review bombing over the decision to include the pronouns of its player characters on their player mats. Number 1. Duel for Middle-Earth, by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 58,537, almost 7,000 more than Mass Effect, so a pretty healthy number 1 accomplishment, although it is starting to fall back toward the rest of the pack. It's an 11% decline this week, 7,500 off of what it had last week. But nobody's taking away that 4th consecutive number 1, and it is number 1 for the 5th time overall. For Saturday, November 2nd, 2024.